Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing fine on this wonderful day. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 98. I'm Rabbi Shaya Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. We continue in the chapters written by Moshe Rabbeinu. It has 9 psukim in it. This is another one written about the final Geula. The Malbim notes, chapter 96 and 97, spoke about the hidden miracles Hashem does throughout the sprouting of redemption. While chapters 98 and 99 speak about how God has the ability to change the world through miraculous means by shattering the so-called rules of creation. It's important to mention this. I feel it cannot be overstated. Mashiach's coming is a two-step process. It starts slowly through seemingly non-miraculous means. This is synonymous with Mashiach ben Yosef, because it was Yosef who also rose to power over the course of many years through non-miraculous means. This can be seen by Kibbutz Golias and the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, which is occurring nowadays. The second part is when Hashem will shatter the creation and show His glory by revealing open miracles to the world. This is what took place during the times of Egypt. This is synonymous with Mashiach ben David, the ultimate Redeemer, who will usher in a new era and world order. Now for the parak summary. The parak opens by calling out on you to Shiru Lo Shir Chadash, sing a new song to God for all the wonders He's done. The Ramad Wali explains, when the upper elevated lights reveal themselves, this will cause singing throughout the earth. Hashem recalled His nation with Niflaos, miracles and wonders. He shows His loving kindness to Am Yisrael. We'll all raise and shout out to Hashem for all the goodness He's done for us. We'll all break out our musical instruments and play guitar, drums, bass, piano, and wind instruments. We'll sound the shofar in happiness. The parak ends by relating how the physical earth itself will sing joyously. The sea will thunder, rivers will clap their hands, God will judge the world in righteous, fair manner. Okay, now for the highlight pasuk. The chapter opens with the words, Mizmor Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash, Ki Niflaos Asa Hoshia Lo Yaminu Uzura Kacho. A psalm, sing to God a new song, for He has worked wonders, His own right hand, His holy arm, has brought salvation. For starters, the Alchich HaKadosh asks, what's the reference to Hashem's right hand and His holy arm over here? The Alchich essentially explains, God's stronger right hand will embrace Am Yisrael. Not like during our exile when the Shechina is in Gullus, and it seems as if Hashem is nowhere to be found. The Alchich goes on to explain how the words Uzura Kadsho, Hashem's holy arm, is referenced to His left hand. The reference of both hands here is because when Hashem takes us out of exile and brings the ultimate redemption, it'll feel like a hug from God to Am Yisrael. We'll all feel as if we are hugged by Hashem when the final part of the final redemption occurs. This will cause us all to sing a new song to God when we experience His love. Now just imagine that, feeling completely embraced by Hashem, knowing He was with you the entire time showing you love. May we merit to feel embraced by God by seeing the revelation of Mashiach ben David with our very own eyes. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.